DW. Before Berlin was so radically and comprehensively gentrified, I lived in a fourth-floor apartment of a crumbling house whose windows looked across a concrete yard into the home of an old man. We largely kept different hours, and he himself to himself. As such, our exchanges never progressed beyond the occasional stairwell greeting. But late at night, I'd often see the light go on in his kitchen, and in he would hobble. Until one evening, he didn't. For a couple of days, I rang his bell and eventually alerted the building's managers. They came and shortly thereafter confirmed my worst fears.
Hello, Walker.
Eka Schilling, a silver-haired woman in her early 70s, had a similar experience in her block of flats. When she saw no sign of life at her neighbor's apartment for a couple of weeks, she called the police. They told her if they broke in and he was just on holiday, she'd be liable for repairs. He, too, had in fact died. For her, the incident was pivotal, driving home the need to prevent such isolation in this city of almost 4 million. So she founded Silbernetz, or Silver Network, a telephone-based solution modeled on a British project.
Wir machen erstmal das absolut Elementare. Wir bieten Gespräch an. Wir hören zu, wir stellen
Fragen. For 8 days over the last Christmas period, she and her team offered Berlin's old and lonely something she describes as elementary, the chance to converse. Of the 300 calls, a third led to real conversations. That, coupled with the estimated 300,000 Berliners over the age of 60 who suffer from some degree of loneliness, often because a spouse and friends have died, family has moved away, or they've had to downsize to a completely different part of the city, underscored Eka Schilling's determination to make the Silbernetz hotline a more permanent fixture. When that's up and running, she'll start to partner callers who want a more regular chat with so-called Silbernetz friends. She's already been inundated with volunteer applications. But Silbernetz is by no means the only option. Apart from other organizations that introduce lonely Berliners to a new companion, numerous groups and schemes all over the city offer classes, lectures, debates, trips, and evenings out. Part of the problem is getting word to those who live in isolation, and often without access to the internet. Across town, another new venture is also trying to spread the message. Am Puls 60, or On the Pulse 60, is a humanist association's smorgasbord of opportunities designed to prevent the onset of loneliness. As the assembled company sung at the opening ceremony, the idea is gemeinsam statt einsam, or together rather than lonely.
Die nächsten 100 Jahre stehen wir bereit, denn wir lieben dieses Leben.
And to underscore the richness of togetherness, a quartet of ladies in red, accompanied by a solitary man on guitar, performed a snippet from one of the plays they develop as a team, drawing in the process on their own histories and experience. Their closing line, delivered with punch and passion, was a simple declaration of love for life.
Das Leben zu lieben hat nichts mit dem Alter zu tun, sondern das Alter muss ich annehmen.
When we spoke afterwards, they reiterated that sentiment, talking about how advancing years and an ability to have fun are not mutually exclusive. For them, it's all about getting maximum enjoyment out of whatever stage of life they're at, and being brave enough to try something new. For some, that might be singing and dancing, a computer course, or a group walk in the park. For others, it might simply be picking up the telephone and dialing a number they know will connect them to someone who's happy to talk. I've long since left the apartment building with the concrete yard, and now live in a place where everyone knows each other well enough to prevent the onset of isolation. But I often think of the old man who passed away at home alone. I'll never know, had there been the same opportunities back then that there are now, if the end of his life might have played out differently. But I do wonder.
This report was brought to you by DW.